This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the RNIB Hillside building where the board are meeting to talk about their upcoming plans for RNIB. And today I'm joined by a board member. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. So I'm Alice Collins, and I'm coming to the end of my time on the board at the RNIB.
Yeah, so Alice, you've been here for around 6 years.
Yes,
and
right.
RNIB has changed a lot in the time that you've been here. But firstly, can you tell us a bit about what made you want to become a trustee for RNIB in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background has been kind of wedded in this sector, and I'm passionate about disability in kind of broadest sense. My background has been within fundraising and marketing, and an opportunity came to join the board. They were specifically looking for that skill set. I have long been an advocate for a number of kind of key components, I guess, of what was then the organisation's early parts of strategy that I think have been born now, in particular around the kind of community outreach and emotional support, some of which we heard yesterday. In fact, we had some customers come and join us. So I liked the opportunity also to come to an organisation that at the time, the statutory inquiry was still very much live, and actually that felt like there was an opportunity to add real value to an organisation that was looking to change.
What has been a particularly fulfilling or exciting moment for you while you've been here?
I mean, I think it can sometimes sound like a cliche, but whenever we have the opportunity to meet a combination of what I would call kind of frontline staff, frontline colleagues and volunteers, but also customers, without a shadow of a doubt, they are the most inspiring and passionate and interesting parts of the job. And you learn so much, you hear so much, it sparks so much innovation. It's always a brilliant part of any board session, and actually really helps to shape what we do. Hard to pick an individual moment. What I would say in, I guess, more practical sense, work that is soon to be released around purpose and around the brand refresh. I think, you know, we have sort of steered that as a fundraising engagement committee with Nina and her team. And I think what's coming next is a very exciting kind of next step in the journey. And so I'm personally proud of my involvement in that work.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, you're stepping down. But what are some of the things you're excited about RNIB tackling, or some of the big pressing issues that you want RNIB to focus on over the next few years?
I think one of the things that we must continue to do is learn from those with lived experience. And I think the opportunity with the increase in tech for us to actually, as representatives of the blind and visually impaired community, for us to actually be able to say, do you know what, these are some things that would help us. And by the way, they'll also help you. And that, rather than kind of perhaps a more traditional narrative of here's an organization doing things to a group of people who need help, I think we can flip that, and I think we are becoming much bolder in our language, and I think we are engaging with organisations. So actually, do you know, so for example, Meta Glasses, we've talked quite a lot about those. How can our involvement in product design or process design or whatever that might be kind of be flagship for pan disability in terms of accessibility, while genuinely helping the people that we are here to serve, but also adding value elsewhere? And there's a commerciality to that, which not all charities necessarily feel comfortable with. I think we have got a mix of commercial brains around the table, and I think in a very, very challenging financial climate, not only will that genuinely lead to better outcomes, but I think it will provide a much more sustainable income route for us at a time when giving is down. For me, that's really, really exciting. I got a bit teary yesterday thinking that a lot's happened in 6 years, and I do believe it is a very different organisation, and I will be watching intently to see kind of where we go next. But I would encourage us to be bold, be agile, and take some risks.
For people listening, blind and partially sighted people that have experience in a sector and maybe they want to get involved in a charity, do you have any advice for people that are considering taking on a trustee role?
Definitely. So there are agencies that will specialise in this. So there are agencies that are seeking to recruit board members in this space. Of course, put under pressure now, I can't think of their names, but I'm sure if one were to Google, we would find them. And actually, this is a critical time because trustee recruitment is very challenging right now. Well, there's not enough people going for those roles. So I think now is the perfect time if you are interested in this space. I think if you feel you haven't got the experience, a lot of larger charities will have smaller committees. So there'll be ways for you to maybe join as an independent member. So you perhaps will be operating within a kind of mini board, and actually that's a great way to get experience. And of course the other thing is, you know, the RNAB is quite a beast. There are loads of local organisations, and again, perhaps if you're completely new to that, starting out at a slightly smaller organisation, certainly I did. I was on the board at a local charity before here, and kind of you learn the ropes, as it were. But be confident, throw your hat in the ring. Lived experience is talked about in every board up and down the country. So, you know, if you're demonstrating that, and obviously you're demonstrating commitment beyond that experience you can bring, I think now's the perfect time to be applying.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you.